Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. If you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And as I was seeking the Lord, I just felt to pull together some scriptures, and I'm going to share a lot of scripture that describes God's heart for us at this time. Is your heart aflame? As we hear that phrase, it makes me think of the experience of those disciples on the road to Emmaus. You remember that encounter in Luke 24:31? It was described that their eyes were open when Jesus, he was expounding the scriptures and opening up the prophets to them and explaining how Jesus had to suffer and die. And when they were having, when he broke bread, it says their eyes were open and they knew him. In verse 32, it says, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scripture? Well, the Lord has come to bring fire on the earth. We're going to hear some of his statements. However, we know that the fire that he brings is twofold. That fire that Jesus came to send is Holy Ghost fire, and that will burn out the impurities of the sinful nature and bring us into one body. And that's what occurred on the day of Pentecost. It said, everyone that was in the upper room, there appeared unto them, as it were, cloven tongues of fire that rested upon their head, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Jesus said, I am come to send fire on the earth. That's Luke 12:49. And what will I if it be already kindled? Meaning, how I wish it were already kindled. And Jeremiah said in the 20th chapter, verse 9, he was sharing his experience. He says, I will not make mention of him. It was a difficult task God had given him. He said, I'm not going to speak any more in his name. But he couldn't help himself. His word, God's word, was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. And David said, my heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. The fire of the Holy Spirit. What indicated in Scripture, he described as the fire of God. John the Baptist stated in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verse 11, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And the prophet Zechariah in the 10th chapter, verse 1 and 2, declared, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. And verse 2, for the idols that have spoken vanity and the diviners that have seen a lie and have told false dreams, they comfort in vain. And so, the Lord actually is giving us a timetable and a schedule so we can know when to ask for this latter rain outpouring. Sounds like a contradiction in term, the latter rain and the fire of God. But the fire and the water are both necessary. We're told in James, the 5th chapter, verse 7, be patient then, brothers, he's talking to us today, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the fall and the spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. And we can certainly see that we are living in the end times, and prophecy is being fulfilled. And James is talking about a harvest of souls. Before the end comes, there's going to be, in God's providence, in his mercy and love, a great ingathering of souls before the time of the end. And we, as God's people, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is admonished to pray for rain. When? In the time of the latter rain. Beloved, this is the day of the Lord. Now is the acceptable time. This is God's time to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And we see throughout the minor prophets, there's a description of this time in which we're living. Let me share some scriptures from the prophet Hosea in that sixth chapter, verses 1, 2, and 3. He says, "Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up." He's referring to the chastening of the Lord that every son experiences. "After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight." And we see here a parallel, just as Jesus was raised from the dead, right? He was brought out of the grave on that third day. So the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which has suffered under the yoke of false shepherds and men-pleasers and deceivers, as the scripture has warned us. Remember, Paul was grieved. He said, you know, he was aware, he was warning his son Timothy in the faith, that there were those who would come out of the midst of the people of God, and they would try to deceive many. Those who are men-pleasers instead of God-pleasers. And in the third day of God's divine economy, the Lord will arise, and the true church will arise. And here's some other passages found in Joel, the second chapter, verses 28 and 29, and all the way to 32. "And it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon my servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my Spirit." Beloved, God is, his eyes are roving to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. And God sees those who are in tremendous need. Psalm 12 and 5 states, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him." And another passage found in Isaiah 41 and 17 declares, "When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." Beloved, if you are in a place of need, if you are in a place of what you feel is destitution, God's heart is open to you. His ears are open to the cry of the needy. He will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come. Let me just share a few other passages. Isaiah 41 and 17. "When the poor and needy seek water," I just shared that there is none, "their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them, and the God of Israel will not forsake them." And then in Isaiah 43 and 2, "When thou passest through the waters, praise God, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee." when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Praise God. Let's just take a moment to pray. Father, you see those who are struggling. And Lord, there's been such a tempest that has arisen against them. Lord, we're asking that you will be to them as a wall against the blows of the enemy. Father, we're asking that you will comfort, you will strengthen, you will give water to him that is athirst. And Lord God, that you will move and undertake. And Father, those that are serving you with their whole heart, Father, in that seeming contradiction of water and fire, Father, you would cause a flame of holy fire, of zeal to burn within us, that you would cause, Lord, an outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, many of your people have been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, but we know, Lord, from the book of Acts, that it wasn't a one-time experience. As they were praying, as they were in one accord, the place was shaken by the presence of God, and they were filled anew and afresh with the Holy Spirit. We're asking you to do that today, Lord, that you, those who are hungering and thirsting after you, that need that greater strength, they need the fire of the Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord, to kindle that flame and cause it to burn brightly in the zeal and strength of the Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. A final scripture I will leave with you at 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Praise God. That's in Christ. So we just thank you, Lord, that you are going to do that which we've asked of you. And beloved, I, as always, as I bring this broadcast to a close, if you have prayer needs, if you are burdened for the needs in the lives of your loved ones, salvation, or whatever those needs are, I invite you to write, share them with me. There's power in agreement. Wherever two or three would agree as touching anything, our Father will do it. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.